This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Let's go to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. Man who joins us on the Browns Radio Network, Tyvus Powell, joins us. Tyvus, good morning to you, or afternoon as the case may now be.
Hi, Tyvus.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, it's a little depressed. You know, it's I'm a guy who, you know, likes to have a bunch of jobs. And at this point, I'm down to just two. Two jobs, and I don't like it. I like to have five, but I only got two right. That's active right now.
All right, well, give it time. Give it time. Maybe Kevin Stefanski could use a DB coach in his new gig.
Ooh.
I have no desire to go in there coaching because these kids don't listen today.
Says the 30-year-old. I love that. All right, so I know you're not surprised at the move. Are you surprised that the head coach doesn't stay and the general manager does?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I mean, it's been leaning that way. You know, I came on y'all show a few weeks ago and said that they always said that these guys was linked together, but ever since that press conference, that bi-week press conference, it just, to me, seemed like they're not linked together. You know, it just seemed like they both split at some point. So it's not shocking. Like, again, when you hear Jimmy Haslam talk about it, it's all about basically his whole speech. He gave like a 7-minute speech, and he could have summed it up in 15 seconds. All he had to say was, it's not about what you've done, it's about what you've done lately. And I think that if you're going off of just that, off of recency, Andrew Berry has done more than Kevin Stefanski has. And that's just given some of the trades he's made, some of the, obviously the draft pick that everybody likes to point to. Forget the other 5 years and all the other bad stuff. We're just talking about right now. And we're talking about right now. Yeah, AB obviously has done more lately than Kevin has.
All right, so what does it mean that they kept Andrew Berry and let Kevin go? What does that mean, big picture?
You know, the way it's coming off, it's making it seem like, it makes it seem like Andrew has been handicapped, you know, with the whole Paul DePodesta thing. Like, I think it was like a whole bunch of voices in the room. And once Paul got out of there, it's like for the 1 year, Jimmy was like, Andrew, I'm going to let you do your thing. And he gave him that trust with the draft, and obviously he nailed it. And then obviously with the trades that he's made, he nailed it. With the Andre Schmidt sticking with him, nailed it. You know, forget the fact that we extended him for 3 years. You know, get that part. But he nailed it with Andre Schmidt. So I think that I think what Jimmy realized is, like, if I give Andrew a little more power, you know, he's been answering the call every time I've asked him for this past year. So I think that's why it was comfortable for them with Paul DePodesta leaving the building, and maybe he feels that way with, maybe we can find somebody that can, you know, I guess they're giving Andrew the power to try to find a guy. Maybe, you know, he's been right lately, so let's see if he can continue that streak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Tyvus Powell joining us. Tyvus, you were with a lot of NFL organizations. You've played for a lot of different coaches. I would think you played for guys who were in their first year as a head coach and guys who have been around. What does this organization need? Does it need a guy who's been there, done that, a veteran type of coach with experience, or is the coordinator du jour and you hope you get hot the way to go?
Honestly, I think it's just somebody that is a leader of men, a guy that people will respect. You know, I keep saying, I think that it's nice and all to get the hot coordinator, and if he could come in and be, you know, one of those guys that can lay the law down and people fall in line, that would be great. I think that's ultimately what this team needs, because you think about just how undisciplined they are at times, you know, with the penalties, the turnovers. You know, if you got a guy in there that preaches and gets the respect of his players, you get rid of all the antics. You get rid of all the pre-snap penalties, because this guy is about business. He's serious. And we respect that guy. You know, that's personally what I think. So I think it needs to be one of those old-school, hard-nosed coaches that can, you know, get that going. And I think that you could just find a hot OC or something like that, because I think that, you know, those are year-to-year. Those always change. So I think you can find that. I'm not in the business of trying to get a first-time head coach. I feel like you just got out of that with Kevin. You know, I think you want to buy somebody that's established, because I think that's what this team needs, is somebody that's established, that's, you know, seen some highs, that knows what it takes to go to the playoffs and maybe potentially the Super Bowl and things like that. So I'd rather the new head coach be a guy with some head coaching experience.
All right, let's talk about Kevin Stefanski here for one more second. If Kevin gets a job rather quickly, what does that mean? Do you think he'll get a job quickly? Because I keep, you know, the one thing that's holding me back on Kevin getting a job like within the next week or 2 weeks is Mike Vrabel. I sat and we watched Mike Vrabel not get a gig, and I was like, man, something's not right here, or maybe Mike wanted to sit out. And so now I've kind of like, I put my foot on the brake trying to figure out, if Kevin gets a job quickly, what does that mean? If he doesn't get a job quickly, what does that mean? If he takes a job as a coordinator rather than a head coach, what does that mean?
I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, you listen to everybody nationally, and they've all been saying for the last month that if Kevin gets fired, he'd get a job immediately. He'll get a job immediately. You know, the Giants should be sprinting. Tennessee should be sprinting to get Kevin, because of the fact that he was able to manage Cleveland, take them to the playoffs, and win a playoff game and all those things. If he could do that in Cleveland, because Cleveland, it seems, is just the worst organization in the world, and it's just impossible for anything good to happen in Cleveland, that he could go anywhere and make that happen, that same thing happen. I will tell you that I think Kevin is a great leader of men. I think that he does a great job of staying level-headed, and he did a lot of, you know, fighting outside noise and, you know, trying to continue to be the adult in the room. I think where he's fallen is he didn't use his power as much. It's kind of, he just kind of accepted it. He kind of accepted his role to me. I mean, I'm not in the building, so I don't know, but what it comes off as is it's a guy who you went coach of the year two times. Like, you should be able to be like, I got this. This is how we going to do it. And I just feel like, to me, and how it looks, is it never seemed like he flexed that, you know. So I think that ultimately that led to his demise here as a coach. But I think Kevin could get another head coaching job for sure. I don't know. Would it be this year? I'm not sure. It's not really none of these jobs that's that attractive. I mean, you would say, what, maybe the Giants probably is the best, or the Falcons. Those are probably the top two jobs that's the most attractive. I could see him going to Atlanta, reunite with Kirk Cousins, or if he's still here, stuff like that. I think that would be a nice landing spot for him. If I was him, that would probably be the place that I would want to go, is Atlanta. But I think he'll definitely be another coach somewhere.
Tyvus Powell joining us. Tyvus works with us on the Browns Radio Network. If you're Andrew Berry, what do you tell a new head coach when the new – well, during interviews, what do you tell the coaching candidates when they say, Andrew, what are you thinking at quarterback?
That's a million-dollar question. I think that the quarterback situation is interesting because you got them all under contract for next year. So, you know, do you think – I guess it depends on who you hire, you know, who's the OC. I think that's where that kind of goes to, because – you got two young guys who you drafted, one in the third, one in the fifth. You know, they showed you that they can make plays in the NFL. Are they the long-term guy? I don't know. But you give them a whole offseason, you know, learning it and trying to coach them up, you know, with none of that, he ain't getting first team reps. Nah. It shouldn't be none of that. If it's a new coach coming in, you rotate all three of them quarterbacks in at the one, and you see which one is doing the best. Obviously, you would think Deshaun would have the leg up in that because he's got the most experience in there, but you got a veteran quarterback in Deshaun. Whether what people believe in him or not, you know, that's another story, but he is a veteran quarterback, so you don't necessarily need to go out and get this veteran guy or go get this quote-unquote bridge quarterback, because you got three of those on the roster. But I think you just figure you find out if these guys are capable. I don't know, obviously, where you are in the draft, I don't think you mortgage your future and trade the whole house to try to move up to one or two. I think you just kind of roll with 2026 as what it is. Maybe if you want to get a developmental guy later in the rounds, like a Drew Aller or something like that, if that's what floats your boat, then go for it. But I think you just kind of roll with these three quarterbacks on the roster right now.
Tyvus, great work this season on the radio network, and thank you for being with us today.
I appreciate y'all. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs, and go Bearcats.
There you go. Tyvus Powell joining us on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. Andrew Berry's press conference is coming up in just a couple of minutes, about 15. We'll have that for you here. There's something else happening in the family Haslam sports group ownership deal that I wonder if it comes into play in this coaching search at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.